Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode with guests Danny McGinlay and Adam Rosenbarks. Head over to patreon.com/littledumdumclub if you want to support the show. Get two bonus mini episodes every week. We are going to talk to you more at the end of the episode in Talking Dum Dum, but until then, enjoy this brand new episode with Adam Rosenbarks and Danny McGinlay. Mates, welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and with me as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
G'day, dickhead.
And joining us today, two very special guests. Please welcome back onto the show, Danny McGinlay and Adam Rosenbarks.
Hey!
Yes!
Mates!
Finally, g'day. You have reunited to the most popular episode of all time.
I told you, don't be obscure on the podcast. Leave it behind. When the mics are off, you can do all your B-side bullshit.
Which episode was that?
Do you know we've done one before together?
Have we?
Literally 10 years ago, right, and I listened to it on the way into this.
Really? What happened on it then?
Okay, let me tell you the differences. First of all, thanks for just getting into us straight away. Like you said, welcome to the Danny McGinlay, Adam Rosenbarks. Literally, you didn't talk, Rosie, for the first 6.5 minutes.
Great.
Until you were intro'd.
Break your record. Keep a lid on it. Let's go for seven this time.
But to be fair, that's because in the olden days, for some reason, we had in our head that we should do a whole fucking routine back and forward and ignore the guests in the room for whatever reason.
Yep.
It was weird the way you did that. I'd just been married, so we talked about my wedding.
Congratulations.
And that's as far as I got.
Still waiting for my invite?
Yeah. Well, when are you going to start running a comedy room, Tommy?
Does go into a long. There's a lot of Carl just talking about how hot he finds my wife.
Right, right.
But
the other thing.
Well, good wonder Rosie stayed silent.
Yeah, it was pre me too.
You're allowed to back then.
I guess not everything's changed then, but. Yeah.
We also mentioned Rosie's very short-lived radio moniker, Captain Wacky.
Oh yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
No, I do remember that.
You remember that? But my favourite
like
bit...
Great
you
episode.
Wanted obscure, Carl.
My favourite bit from the first 15 minutes that I listened to was you guys got a letter.
Oh, if you had to pick one favourite bit.
I did. Yeah, I know, it's so hard. You got listener mail from a bloke from Germany who was very disappointed when he saw a photo of you two.
Classic.
Because he was convinced that Tommy was a short-statured person.
Okay.
You know, he uses the term dwarf, but it's 10 years later. We're not going to use that term.
Yep.
And he thought, genuinely, as horrible as Carl Chandler is, he never brings up Tommy being a dwarf.
God.
And so he goes in for every other.
That's a good point.
Let's just put that episode out again. This sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
nice.
This can just be like a Dum Dum Club Presents, and we can top and tail it. We can just stop this now, put the episode out, and then come back and go on. They've done it again.
Master Pod Theatre.
Yeah.
Also, as if Carl's not mentioning the fact that he's doing a podcast with a short-statured person.
Yeah. Oh, as if anyone's not saying
something. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd be bringing that up at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was 10 years ago, then presumably that's like early days of the pod, where I can imagine you being like, you know, I've got to keep it civil.
Right.
I'm not going to mention the fact that I'm doing a pod with someone with actual dwarfism.
Right.
Yeah. But then you have to imagine by year five, it's just open slather.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like...
Once Game of Thrones is popular, I reckon I'm copping a lot
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like you've done all your good stories. Now it's like, what have I got this week? Nothing much. Hey, you little cunt.
How's the weather down there, cunt?
Can you look up and do up my shoes?
Yeah. This would be good stuff. All right. Yeah.
Oh, well,
but so, Danny, thank you for joining us today. I feel like we have had you on the hook for about 5 days now.
Oh yeah.
We were meant to be doing an episode Friday morning with Chris Franklin.
Yes.
Who slept through his alarm.
Chris Franklin.
Slept
through his alarm.
Yeah. I was meant to pick him up.
Was that two different shocks there? Wow, you can get Chris Franklin on your podcast. And then he
owns an alarm clock. Yeah.
Scurvy make you dick.
Yeah. Can that answers the question. Can you drink your own alarm clock? Obviously no. He's still got one.
I was meant to pick him up at 8:30 a.m. at the Exford Hotel. And Rosie, you're not going to believe this. It all went horribly pear-shaped.
Yeah, the audacity and optimism, Tommy. 8:30. That you would have thought Chris Franklin would be awake at 8:30. The night, the morning after the night that Exford begins its comedy night.
The return of Exford comedy.
The worst gig in Melbourne.
And he was
comedy.
Staying in the pub as well. Yeah, I mean, look, very naive of us, but very good of you to be able to...
I think in his words, he said... he blamed the pub for not closing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He said, oh, it's just that tricky thing when the pub doesn't close. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I've been to venues
before. It's out of my hands.
Yeah.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. Have you ever stayed at a city pub?
No.
No, I don't reckon I... Oh, I reckon no, I stayed at one at the... I think it was called the Three Crowns in Surry Hills.
Okay.
In Sydney. Yeah. And it's fucking... It's shit.
I know that pub. That's a 24-hour like pokey venue.
Is it fucking is.
Yes.
I feel like any time if you've been to a city and you've been in a pub and you see like... Rooms available. You're always like mental note because then you're looking up on booking.com and you're like, especially in Sydney, it's like everywhere's expensive. And then you go, oh, this place isn't too bad. And then you go, hang on a minute. I remember that name. That's a pub.
Right. Yes.
I'm not fucking staying in
this
joint.
I'm sleeping in a VIP lounge.
Yeah. I'm in the more chilly suite.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I've got an anecdote about that pub. I once did, Clang, I did the NRL footy show. And
did stand up on it.
Did stand up on it.
You and Craig McLaughlin.
Yeah.
The two guys.
And I went slightly better than Craig McLaughlin.
Oh,
like
an only you didn't die.
Wow. Big boast.
I came very close to dying. It did not go well.
Right.
And I went to, and they record it like, it's on an hour delay.
What, can you tell us the set list?
Yeah,
the subject
sure.
matters you were talking about.
Yeah, they...
you come out in a dress.
No, they wanted me to play up being a guy from Melbourne, so I wore a Melbourne Storm top that they gave me. Melbourne Storm.
So they hate you already.
Yeah.
Well, that's this is the year that... This is 2010, so for anyone who doesn't know anything about NRL, which I assume is 99.9% of your listeners...
And of this room.
That was the year Melbourne Storm had been busted cheating the salary cap, they'd been stripped of all premiership points. And we're coming dead last. And my opening gag was, it's tough year being a Storm fan. Oh, tell you what, the day that it was announced we were cheaters, I remember all of Melbourne was just like, what? Really? We have a rugby team?
There we go.
Good.
Was this, silence.
Was this brand new that you were trying on a TV
It had got some laughs in Melbourne. Just probably hadn't tried it in front of a Sydney crowd, especially one that cared about rugby league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and especially when you're doing that relatable thing about Melbourne and they're like, we're not Melbourne, cunt.
Well, you
don't know what you know down there.
I thought I was just picturing like the NRL footy show view of Melbourne. I thought it was going to be like they wanted you to come out dressed like Melbourne and then like your walk-on music is like the Village People or something. You know what I mean? Like they're very like,
and
stagehand like hands you a like a fucking latte to walk out with.
You've got two walls like wedged either side of you like you're in some tiny laneway on stage.
And then they make it rain for no reason.
And they just boo everything you say and you're like, why am I?
Yeah, it was pretty much like, no, that bit was accurate.
How long did you do?
I did about 4 or 5 minutes. I sort of got him back at the end. This will surprise you, Carl. A few impressions won them over.
Oh, there we go. Nice. What
was your favourite impression?
Bear Grylls.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen you do Bear Grylls.
Have you not?
No, I don't think so. I don't need to hear it, but I don't think I've seen you do it.
I can imagine.
What did Yoda have to say about the Manly Football Club?
Yoda was not happy about Light B being served at an NRL game.
Salary cap there is not. That bit would have got, you know, if Yoda
that's
had
good.
Been commenting on the Storm salary cap,
that's good.
I think it would have gotten it over the line.
Yeah.
So I went to the pub, the Three Crowns after that, and I just start drinking very heavily.
Yeah. Good.
I kind of just go like this. And I'm drinking by myself, and I'm just like, I'm probably pound about 5 pints in about 20 minutes.
Great. Yeah, overstepped schooners. You didn't even want a schooner.
Straight to pints. Wow.
Yeah. No wonder they didn't like you in Sydney. You're not even drinking their metric. I
fucking love a schooner.
Schooner's perfect. Yeah, that's right. You've just tweeted about this. Let me just finish this anecdote, and then I'll join you on that tirade.
I was actually, go.
Just anyway, so I just start drinking it very quickly, and eventually the bartender just, I'm like the only one in the pub.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he goes, mate, are you all right? And I go, nah. And he goes, why? And at that moment, my set was coming on TV.
Oh,
and
fantastic. It was on over there.
And I literally just pointed, I went, have a look and you'll see why.
Crank the volume up.
And he went, oh, wow, you're on TV.
I think the TV's broken. I can't hear the laughs. No, volume's on max. Yeah.
And security came over, asked him to leave. Yeah. Right, mate, you're going to have to.
Hang on, volume's on max. No, TV's still broken. I'm listening to what you're saying. Why would you say this? It must be the TV.
He watched it and saw it go, not that well. And he came over with 3 shots of whiskey.
Yeah,
oh,
great.
Wow.
Great. That's a good, that's great. Cool. That's
you
good.
Need that,
yeah,
mate.
I like that.
Wow. As long as you're a bad comic, you'll never need to pay for a drink in Sydney.
You got to be a bad comic on an hour delay, though.
You can't just be like...
I mean, bombing and having video of your set just at a gig.
You can't.
Then you're at a bar, you're like, watch this.
Yeah, you can't.
Can I have a free pint now? now.
You can't be doing it live on stage, just bombing on stage and going to the bartender, Cooey, are you watching this? Line them up.
Actually, I'm on at the Comedy Store this weekend, so I might just purposely throw a few terrible jokes out there just to get the bartender's attention.
Yeah, that's a good move, man.
Oh, yeah, purposely. Sure.
Doing pretty tough. Can't afford a beer at the Comedy Store. Just start bombing. Get them for free. But no, you did tweet this, Rosie. You are right. We need to get more behind the schooner in this. For the listeners.
When you say the schooner, so the point for everyone out there,
everyone outside of Australia,
not the South Australian schooner either, which is a fucking weird.
The point's about half a liter? Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I reckon
685 mil.
Right. Is it?
Okay. Oof.
Or 625.
And so the schooner is
like 485.
No, a schooner would be that.
Schooner's like
schooner's about 370, 380. Schooner's like a stubby.
Schooner's like a can of Coke, is it? 375 mil.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, Google it. We need research on this.
Yeah, you do have
the schooner's the. I was just at the Builder's Arms for lunch, and I went to get a pint with my lunch, and they were like, "Very sorry, we only do schooners." They're getting in on the ground floor. They've seen the tide turning. They're like, you know what? Five years time. Everyone in the city, they're only going to be doing the schooner.
But
we're
especially
gonna get on board.
In summer,
425 mil.
425. Okay, so especially schooner. In summer, that's a scooey.
Yep.
And in summer, like when you're drinking pints outdoors, that's a fucking race. And it's just by the last couple hundred mil.
Awful.
You're just like, oh, I mean, I'll finish it. but I won't be happy about it.
I'd step over my own mother to get one.
Yeah. And then pints, a pot is 285,
I
reckon.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, yep.
And pot, I love a pot, don't get me wrong. But that means you're just going back to the bar a lot because I'm a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah, pot's like if you're driving, you might stick
you might
to a couple
six.
Of pots.
Yeah.
But But if you're out for a sesh, it's like you're not bothering.
If you're in
with
a playground looking after your kid, have a few pots out there.
But otherwise, get around the scoop. But yeah, any venue you go to in Melbourne, it's starting. The revolution's starting.
It's coming.
There's a couple of pubs near footy grounds often just do schooners because they don't want to do pints because people are going to get drunk and belligerent.
Right.
Yeah.
So because I go the Cricketers Arms, which is opposite Tigerland.
Yep.
I just mostly go for the wallpaper, which is just old footy cards. And I'm such a
I'm such
a footy nerd. Rosie's like me. You were about to just let fly, but you've gone. Oh wait, that's cool.
No, I like that.
Isn't that the place that has topless waitresses?
No, that's the Royal. That's 50 meters up the road.
Just go for the wallpaper.
two people banging their heads together trying to get that answer. Right?
But you said drunk and belligerent. We're recording this during the Melbourne Cup. So what I love to love to see is the sea of people that hit bars after that. So I saw a couple on Saturday around like Fitzroy area, you know, in ties and suits and ties.
Yep.
Just like dressed to the nines. They're like, oh, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
You've just meandered out from the Flemington Race course, you know, walked, got in a cab.
Yeah,
so,
this is still inner city because you presumably live like deep burbs.
Yes.
Where it's like, while we're out.
And it's that lovely contrast of someone dressed to the nines yet unable to speak English.
Yes.
Yeah. I was up early the other morning. I was walking down Smith Street and it was like most shops not open yet. There was this like walking along the street, saw this like pretty cooked, like methy looking guy. And I walked past this place where it's like, they're making gosloomey and they've got like a big window onto the street. So you can just kind of see the person like making up their gosloomey. And this like fucked guy looking in the window like he's directing the gosloomey chef. Like standing there being like, put some fucking mushrooms in it. Now put a bit more fucking spinach in it. That's right. And this person either cannot hear him or is doing a very good job of ignoring him. But he's there like he's the... Like he's doing Fantasia, just like conducting the symphony of the gosloomey. I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
And so like because I kind of saw him as I was walking down, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to cop it from this guy. And I clear him. He's too distracted by the gosloomey. So he lets me go. He doesn't notice me.
He's on to the fourth movement.
Yeah, exactly. But then just near him, there's a guy who I thought was like with him, who was his mate, who's just kind of standing there watching him. And I think, he spotted me and I'm like, fuck, here we go. I'm going to cop it from this guy.
Yeah.
And like, I just get to him and he looks at me and then looks at the guy at the window and he just points at him and goes, that's one of your mates, is it? I was like, that's awesome.
That.
Being multiple fucked people in the street, establishing the hierarchy in their head of like, because this guy who'd said that, he wasn't wearing shoes, but he's still like, I'm doing better than the guy who's like dictating the gosloomey.
You don't need shoes to judge, though.
No. But like...
It's a pecking order.
No. Hey, mate, once you've judged someone, walk a mile in their bare feet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do love that. Yeah, the law of the street of just like... establishing, like, you no, boys, I'm the king dick here.
You boys wouldn't have been in the race as much, yeah?
Oh, no. I went a couple of times, but it's not... I mean, right now, this is... Like, literally, the Melbourne Cup is happening right now.
And the actual race,
we've always been told it's the race that stops a nation. It's really
fucking... It hasn't even stopped a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It, do you go? Do you care at all?
I'm, no, I, don't, I couldn't give a fuck about horse racing. But, you know, you go because you, if you can get into the birdcage, it's kind of fun.
If you get invited to a marquee and it's just fucking beautiful, it's like a mini little Christmas party. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great. And, you know,
you might see Johnny Drama from Entourage DJing in the L'Oreal tent or whatever.
All that sort of stuff. I got kicked out of the Maya tent once. It was fucking great.
What'd you do?
So this is about...
I wish I was out there meeting the fifth rung star from Young Sheldon this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever they've got.
Yeah. No, the cast from Love Boat will be there.
Yeah, yeah.
The real one.
Both. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would go for that.
I know you would.
That would be cool, yeah.
They should actually bring out Captain Scatino from the Costa Concordia. That'd be good.
Hey, I don't have the most updated reference.
Yeah. It is always good because it's like those people, it's just literally whatever brand, like whoever they can get, they just bring them out. But then they also do all the rounds where it's, where literally you're going like, yeah, why is...
They had Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
What the fuck does a VRC know about Motley Crue?
Yeah. Yeah. But then also,
so you're going, oh, girls, girls, girls. Yeah, that's a good one. Or Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, but he doesn't even get to sing it. He's the, you're bringing out a drummer.
Yeah.
But you know that no one's bringing him out because of Motley Crue. It's like, well, you banged Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Can you come and watch the horses?
Yeah. We've seen your dick. Yeah. Compare it to this horse.
But can you keep the horses in line, flop it out and go, all right, there's a new sheriff in town, boys.
So they should start the race. He should get his dong out and knock whatever opens the barriers.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun, yeah.
He's got it out. It's blocking the sun. He shifts it and there's enough light to do the race.
If, if you're not into watching the horses race, you can watch Tommy Lee dock a horse.
Sure.
So why'd you get kicked out of the...
So my girlfriend at the time knew people who were high up at Meyer and they got us into the tent.
Yep.
And so she was dancing. This is late in the day. So I think the races had finished and it was kind of ending up, but, you know, there's still another hour to go. And she was dancing close
down
to...
at the Royal Oak.
At the what? Do you mean the Royal Hotel?
Royal Hotel.
The Royal
Sorry,
Oak's on Nicholson Street.
Sorry, Dan.
She's a stripper. Your girlfriend was a stripper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine.
She had her top on this time.
Right, okay.
And so she was dancing too close to Jennifer Hawkins, and her security detail kind of moved my girlfriend away pretty roughly. And I was just like, hey, don't fucking touch her.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And then the guy said to me, what'd you say? And I said, you fucking heard me. And then it was like click of the fingers, like three blokes just swept me up and I was like, all right, we're out.
This is classic racist behavior. You know what I mean? Like an incident like that isn't that's not a story for the security at all. It's like an entire day of shit like that.
And did you go, all right, I'm being thrown out of bed as well. Might as well make a show. I'm never shopping at Meijer again.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I'm David Jones now.
I'm never wanking over Jennifer Hawkins again.
I've been escorted out of enough places to know you just go very passively.
Right.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
Because nothing good's going to come of it. You're not going to convince them otherwise.
Yeah. No one's ever won that argument.
You're not going to overpower them and get back in and just start drinking again.
I've never seen a bouncer carry someone back in.
Yeah, you got me. No, you got me.
I may have talked about this the last time you two guys were on, but I remember like vividly.
I'll find out on the way.
Yeah, put your hand up if any of this sounds familiar, Danny.
When I was much younger, like not getting let into a bar and being like, and saying to the bouncer, I was just like, because it was that classic thing where it's like, you've had too much. I'm like, I've literally had like one pint. And they're like, nah, you look really drunk. You're not coming in. And I was getting like so angry. And I was like, I do a podcast. I'm going to talk about this on there.
No,
like,
my
God. Yes. Thereby proving that I'm too fucked to be let in. God. Not even from alcohol, just general.
Do it. Give them a shout out now.
Oh, yeah, the bouncer out the front of what used to be Bimbo's.
Oh, well, I'm never going to that place that doesn't exist again.
Yeah, you can't ever go to Cupie on Fitzroy, on Brunswick Street, Fitzroy again.
How could you not get into Bimbo's, by the way?
I know,
No, they were pretty strict,
were they?
I remember they were always, they would not let you in if you were in a suit and tie. Because you'd either come from the races or a wedding and either way you were drunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is... I like on the front of the Napier, they've got no pub crawls. It's like, how are you, like... So you're not allowed to come in here if you've been at any other bar this
evening. They want exclusivity.
Like, how are you qualifying that?
Well, it's like we did the show, the live show in Heathcote earlier this year, and we stopped at a pub on the way, and they got a big sign in there saying, no shots, and we walked in, went, can we have some shots? And they go, yeah.
You're the one bar in town. Like, you're not going to just attract riffraff. Yeah. It's like everyone's just coming here anyway.
And also, there was 50 of us that walked in or whatever, and so it's not like... It's not like one person going in and going, oh, we can do all this. It's like a rabble walked in and they go, absolutely rip the lid off, boys. Do whatever the fuck we want.
As much money as we can get.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Napes, I was in there a couple of weeks ago and there was a pub crawl that came in. And so these guys were all wearing funny hats, right? So you could tell they were in a group.
Good shit.
And so they just went, sorry, boys, we just don't do crawls and stuff. And so this group left. There's about five of them.
Yeah.
And then like 15 minutes later, another crew comes in with fucking stupid hats. And it's like, surely you've texted and gone, don't go to that next
place. Oh, the same hats.
Same group.
Same hats.
Stupid hats, but
clearly same group. Just like delayed.
Oh, right. So not a uniform silly hat. Like it's just a silly general hat. Yeah. Right.
Well, because that's the thing also that stuck out about me to that sign the last time I saw it is that like I would have assumed that the very concept of the pub crawl just didn't even exist any. You know what I mean? Like I'll say to someone, oh, let's meet here at 6 for a drink. And you know, it's like you probably end up going like maybe one or two other places if it turns into a big night. But the thing of like, boys, this is the plan for
Me and my mates,
we're going to 25 different bars.
Yeah. We used to do the Sydney Road from the first and last, which is sort of in Faulkner, all the way down to Bridie O'Reilly's, which is Brunswick Road.
Really?
So 17 pubs.
That's quite a distance.
yeah, fucking oath.
Let's do it now, boys.
Yeah.
So by the end of that, so we'd kick off at midday and that would usually be messy by about sort of Coburg. And then by the time we got to Brunswick.
That's funny if you do it by geography.
Yeah.
If you can see Coburg, you've had enough.
yeah. By the time we got to Brunswick, by the time we got to what was then Bridie O'Reilly's, which was.
That's right near the zoo, Royal Park.
Yeah, an Irish pub, sort of Parkville. There was a fucking mess.
But well, I think you're heading towards the city. I would think you go.
Away.
You go away. Because then you get to that big park in Coburg where you can just go out to die.
That's where they end up, at a cemetery.
Good point.
Biggest cemetery in Melbourne.
Because you want to be amongst it. Because like you'd go back to the Retreat Hotel, which was in Sydney Road, and just hang out there. And I picked up one night after that.
Nice. Oh, okay.
That's why we're telling this story. Okay.
That's the only reason. You do that big pub crawl, but you still have an after party.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we kick on. How old were you at this time?
I reckon like, what would have been, you're probably like 33,
34. Oh, wow, that's way later than I thought.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's comedy arrested development happening right there.
Yeah, true. And we used to go to the Coburg RSL, which is along the way, and we were expecting us every year. They'd be like, we're waiting for this crew to come in.
Because what hats were you wearing?
No hats. Just slouch hats when we went to the RSL, obviously.
Yeah. So this is happening like the same... Same time every year.
Yeah. I think it's like the third week in... I'm giving it away so you can all go on it. But the third week in January, third Saturday in Jan.
Oh, awesome.
Everyone goes. Mates still go. And I'm like, I'm fucking done. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So I'd meet him down the end towards Brunswick Street and then be like, you guys are fucked.
You get in for the last two. You got to get on for the... You get in for the start, surely. Halfway down.
I created a different pub crawl a couple of times. I can't remember how many of you guys did one of them or both. I think we did two of them. But I did a restaurant crawl down Victoria Street.
Yeah,
I remember this. Did you come to that? Nah. I can't remember who came to that or not.
I came to one.
Restaurant crawl.
Your restaurant
down
crawl.
Down where?
Down Victoria Street.
Oh, yeah, great.
And so what it was is we'd go in and go, there's not enough pubs down there. Let's go to restaurants that have BYO. So there was a big bunch of us just dragging slabs in there. and you'd see this big bunch of people. And I didn't think it through in terms of
classic
like...
Classic great idea on paper.
Yes.
They would fucking hate you when you left after one entree.
Well, that's it. Exactly it.
These cunts. There were 16 of them.
Splitting the bill between eight of us, like two entrees. All right, everyone owes
$2.30.
Yes, that's exactly... And we brought our own grog. So
corkage
like,
more than the fucking food.
We thought this would be great for these guys. It was like, this is the fucking worst. Like, there was one bloke having a fucking fried ice cream that gave more money to the venue than what we did.
This is why I didn't come.
No, it was still fun. It was not as lucrative for them.
The one I came on, it was like, I think we maybe got to the third pub, and by that point, people are getting a bit drunk. Everyone's just had like one dumpling at each place and been guys, I'm sorry, I'm ordering a fucking main here. It's also been 3 hours by this point. It's like, I need to eat my fucking dinner.
Yeah.
There's a thing on the Bumble app where it's like, you know, you can put down your hobbies or whatever. And there's one that they say, people go, I enjoy cafe hopping. It's like, no one fucking cafe hops. Like, you don't just, you're not seven coffees deep, just going, fucking hell, I've got to go to St. Vincent's. Like, I'm fucked here.
10 avocados on toast.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking rich are you?
Every cafe down Sydney Road. By the the time I get to the cemetery, I am fucking jacked. Yeah.
Full of Gosler, mate.
Loaded up.
Well, speaking of the pub crawl, I'm about to do what could be termed as an international pub crawl. So in terms of... So we are recording this just in time for me. I'm leaving for Bangkok in 2 days. It is a... Look, it is a... it can't be called a pub crawl. It can be called a boys' trip, I guess. Or a or a business trip for my.
It's been so long since you had a holiday, Carl.
I know.
I'm glad you've earned it.
I'm going to work.
Tell me, might have changed.
I'm going to work.
By the way, just before another fun fact about the old episode, we openly say, "Don't say her name's name."
Tell anyone to go back and...
That is a fun fact.
It's not as fun, I don't think. I think it's fun facts.
But I give you were talking about my wedding, and I give you shit for not proposing to Don't Say Her Name.
Oh, wow.
And everyone sort of laughs in like, oh, this is a new thing.
Well, so I got a fun fact for you. I'm going to be asked to edit this out after we record.
No, they're coming around to how fun this is now, actually.
So have you spent much time in Bangers?
Have I?
Yes.
I haven't before. I haven't before. No, I don't know it very well.
Okay.
So this is
just
the
stopovers for like a night or two.
Yeah. I don't to me it's a little bit like like going to Melbourne and walking down Bourke Street and going, "Oh, it's cool, I guess. I don't really know where else to go or whatever."
Yeah.
So this is the idea. So this all started, I'll give you a brief history of what's happened here. In about January or February, there was a sale come out on Jetstar. 2:40 return to Bangkok, and I saw that, and I was at work, I was writing a show, and Brett Blake was on Facebook. I sent it to him and went, imagine doing this, like these are in November, 2:40 return Bangkok, how insane is this? And he gets back to me half an hour later and goes, cool, got it, where should we stay? And I'm like, mine was like an imagine, not like, I've got this, now you get it. Yeah. So then I was like, fuck, and so I'm literally on the set of Spicks and Specks in a rehearsal, and I'm supposed to be answering questions about Tom Jones, and instead I'm fucking booking in this Jetstar.
What's
flight.
Up, Pussycat?
Delilah it was. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So I'm sitting there going, fuck, who's going to be more mad at me if I don't do this? Like, what should I go with? Brett Blake mad at me or my wife mad at me?
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, Blake, you'll never shut up about it. Yeah. My wife will get over it. She expects this bullshit of me.
Great.
So I get that. Then we sort of go, this is when Capel's going through chemo. We go, right, let's get one for him. Let's get a flight for him. And then I slowly started talking to mates and stuff, and they're all like, fuck, let's all get on this. All of a sudden, there becomes 10 people going on this trip.
Yep.
And then it's been, so that's January, February or something like that. So it's then been all that time me really drip-feeding information to my wife.
What are you having singers around the house?
Well, she became fully aware of the plan about a week ago now. So that's when she's become...
Need to know basis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was the first bit of info that you dropped to her in, I assume, February?
I think it was like...
the country of Thailand exists.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Just the Chandler household globe just sort of subtly rotated under the country.
Putting your heating up to 34 and steamy. Fuck, it's balmy in here. It's like Bangkok.
Yeah. No, well, not only that, because...
Hangover 2 chucked on the TV at times.
Yeah. Offering massages all the time.
Well, because I booked it in January or February, we already went on a holiday in between to Thailand, June. So, like, I'm there in June with my wife, and she's going, oh, well, soak it up. You won't be back here for a while. I'm like, I think you're actually wrong there. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
A real test of the acting ability.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No. Yeah. Who knows when I'll be
coming
back?
I can't wait 4 months. I mean, 5 years or whatever you think.
I wish I was coming back in... November.
Yeah. So how'd you broach it?
So it just
he did a game of charades and he just started punching his own dick. Yeah. What is this? It's a city. It's a city.
Smush balls? What? look, it was a real
That's
gradual.
It's in Latvia, isn't it?
A what?
It's in Latvia, isn't it? Smush balls.
Oh, is that
That's
right?
Where I'm doing a gig.
There was different little twists and turns where the idea was maybe do a live podcast there. Then it turned into, we're doing it for Kappa because, you know, it's giving him a bit of light at the end of the tunnel and all that sort of stuff. And then it turned into a mix of that plus...
He never had cancer, did he?
No.
You played a big game. Shave your fucking head and I'll pay for your flights.
He's been suffering from Chandler's alibi the whole time. Yeah.
Stage four alibi. Oh,
no. My friend died of Chandler's alibi.
What a mate, honestly. The public, yeah. Like, shaving their head, accepting donations from fans. Yeah, yeah, also, a mate can have...
Taking a nut.
Yeah. Taking a
nut. Capper, I need this trip, mate.
Carl's wife's going to be at immigration checking the nut.
We'll
when
get
they
you
land.
Another nut at the, yeah, at the markets, yeah, in we, Thailand. We go they're
through,
cheaper.
We go through x-ray just to see if he's got two nuts. Like, yeah, yeah, not yeah. to see anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If only you were going to Smoosh Balls, he could have got another one.
Yeah, there. Yeah. So
getting a bootleg nut at a market.
So then it was hinging on, in the last couple of weeks, it was hinging on the fact that, because, and we've talked about this briefly before, I talked to a venue comedy club operator over there about...
So the comedy thing is legit.
Well, see, this is what happened. So okay. I talked to him briefly early on about going, hey, what if we came and did a podcast there? And then he just could not get his head around it. And then, because he's a stand-up sort of a guy, I didn't really understand. Well, to be fair... I was talking about, all these people are going to fly in from overseas for the podcast. And he's like, why would anyone do that? I'm like, I don't know either, but they do it. And so then it turned into, okay, that's not happening. So we'll do a stand-up show instead. And he's like, cool. So everyone's going to fly in? I'm like, absolutely not. No, no one's fucking flying in for our stand-up. That's, yeah, yeah. People aren't going from Fitzroy to the city for our stand-up. So,
is this the place you played recently? No. Okay.
I've never done stand-up in Bangkok.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then... anyway, so how's this? So then the guy, what the whole trip is hinging on is like, let's do it for Kappa. And we've actually got some business. They're hiring us for this big stand-up show in Bangkok. And so my wife's sort of going, so when's this? I haven't seen any stuff on social media about this gig yet. Like, what's, and I'm like, I'm sure they're like selling tickets and, you know, whatever it is. And I'm hitting up the guy going, when's this on sale?
He put, I love how she's so invested in the marketing for this gig. I haven't really seen it. Like, why would you? Yeah, how many of Carl's gigs do you see the marketing for?
Yeah, well, she follows the pages. And
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
She's like, so when is this? What exactly is happening? Because what's the details of it? Because I haven't seen or heard any details of any of this stuff that you're going overseas for. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, no. Look, they've got their stuff together, you know. And anyway, the guy hits me up and goes, this is 1 week till the gig. He hits me up, and I talk to the guy. He hits me up and goes, I've got a proof for the poster. I'm like, a proof? 1 week out? So, yeah. I go, just fucking get the gig on sale. I need evidence I'm going overseas for a fucking proper reason. Oh, you know, there's no big rush. I'm like, there is fucking rush. And I go, here's the proof. And I go, well, the fucking date's wrong on it for starters, so...
Fuck, you're pedantic.
Yeah, what do you give a fuck? You just need the poster to put on the socials. Yeah.
Well,
post the proof. Who cares?
Well, at this stage, it's like, I'm like...
it's proof, all right.
Yeah. Well, at this stage, I'm like, well, how's this gig possibly going to go ahead? Because there's no one's going to come to it.
Yep.
The guy's going to abandon the gig.
Yep.
No one's going to buy tickets for it. He's going to, like, just cancel it. And all of a sudden, because then Kappa pulled out because he wasn't insured because of, you know, a bit of stuff that's...
Oh, no. You won't be able to claim your $250 tickets. Oh.
No. Well, No, I actually got insurance for it, so I was like,
yeah, sweet.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean at the ATO.
Oh, yeah. But he's, so all of a sudden he's pulled out, so then it was like, oh, we're doing it for Kappa. Well, Kappa's not going. Oh, no, we're doing it for this gig. Well, this gig's not happening. I'm like, fuck, man. I need this.
It's all crumbling.
Happen.
So is the gig not happening?
Well, it's officially on sale as of a week out, which I'm like, as if anyone's fucking buying tickets a week out.
Maybe Bangkok's like Adelaide. You know, maybe they do just all book at the last minute, and it makes no difference when it goes on sale.
If it's in an expat area, like, do you know what suburb it's in? Like, what
it's
area?
In sort of the city, I think.
Yeah. The city's massive, mate.
Sort of the city.
It's in Asia.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. There's a few expats
over there.
It's
in the Orient.
Yeah.
I really think it's the sort of thing where it's like, no Bangkok local is like hitting the comedy club, planning their week around it. I think it's tourists that are just like. Doesn't matter how far on sale it is. It's like, oh, we're in town, Googling what's on. Cool, we'll go to this comedy show.
Now, look, I don't think there are tourists in Bangkok Googling what's on in comedy this week in Bangkok. I don't, like, Melbourne's the city you go to and go, oh, let's look up the comedy scene. Bangkok, I don't think you're looking up comedy as much in Bangkok.
Well, things to, because in a hotel, isn't it? Isn't it, like, at the base of a hotel?
I think it's above a pub.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. They got posters up. Oh, with the wrong date.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it on sale fucking 3 days ago.
Are you getting ticketing updates?
No, I'm too scared to ask. Yeah.
And who's on? Just you and Blakey?
me and Blakey, and then I believe, like, they're like, yeah, you boys can do 45 minutes each. I'm like, we're not doing either of that to a audience with English as a second language. No, thank you.
What's it cost as in Australian dollars?
Interesting question. It costs...
Thank you.
400 baht.
No.
1,200 baht.
Five or 600 baht. So it's like 20 bucks or so.
Okay.
That's all right. That's not bad. That's a good price to see bread.
Have you met this promoter?
No.
So I'm getting vibes like Carl is getting the Everything is Rick thing to him. They've gone, you can do 45 minutes. Has the pub actually closed down?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm excited about is it's like billed as Aussie stand-up comedy night. Yes. And then on the poster it says like, it's like you two prominently on the poster, your names and everything and credits. And then it's like, and like support local comedians.
Yes.
Which if they're saying it's Aussie stand-up night, is this just going to be like dog shit Aussie expats? You know what I mean? That have relocated there that just like dabble. You know what I mean? Like they do a gig like once a month.
Yeah.
Or are they just going to have to like throw that to the wind and go like, here's
some. Or is it Thai locals doing it to the Thai crowd? He'll probably dominate and then you two come out.
This is like, the bit I'm most interested in hearing about is the support lineup.
Yes. No, you're right. They'll come up and go, oh, you know, Sukhum have a road. Yeah, and they're like, yes. And then they'll come on and go, what about Office Works?
I can't wait to hear what the Bangkok equivalent of the Harold Holt pool is.
Oh, yes.
That'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Can't believe they named it after him. But
It is crazy. That's where he went missing.
Yeah.
In the water.
Pool.
In the pool. That would be a cooler story.
They named it after where they found it.
Okay. What I don't understand, why don't they build the whole pool out of the black box?
That's true. A black box pool would be indestructible.
So at the moment, it's all hinging on the stand-up gig. But in the meantime... So that's what I've had to tell my wife and all that. But then it's in the meantime, more people got added along. So it became, Blakey and then Malam wanted to come.
Yeah.
And then,
really?
Yeah. And then I've got a couple of Maribor mates wanted to come. So then they're bringing their mates who I've never fucking met before. Yep. So it turned into 10 people.
There you go. That's 10 tickets.
And then
get a load of Vinnie Chase over here.
Yeah. So then
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
From Entourage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Still don't get it.
My friend,
grow up.
I can't remember what you say on the pod and what you say off the pod. It's hard to remember what's canon and what's not. But I'm friends with the guys from the Avalanches. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. And so one of them is coming as well. But the great thing about that is he's literally only coming because he met Milan a couple of times and went, you guys are going to Bangkok. And he's like, I want to fucking see what that cunt does in Bangkok.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Now he's coming to see what Milan does.
The other shit thing too, though, is when you're doing comedy overseas and it's not like a proper gig or whatever, you're just doing a spot, I reckon it fucks your day. Like you can't, especially yours because it's a joke thing, but you still want to be half sober for it.
I know.
So you're just wasting
great
a day.
Idea
you have
at the
one
time.
Beer. Yeah, great idea leading into it. Then that day you're like, oh, I'll have one beer in the afternoon and then that'll do me for
I've
a
sent
while.
Three different messages to the producer guy going, if this isn't selling, please cancel it.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
you want to have fun.
Keep the poster up.
Yeah.
A lot of places, too, it's like, oh, what was it like doing stand-up there? And it's like, well, it's all like expats and like it's all English-speaking people. So it's just like doing a gig at a backpackers here. You know what I mean? It's like you can't even go like, oh, I've checked off doing comedy in China. It's like, I wasn't a million miles away from doing it here.
Yeah, when did it in New York and you have to adjust so much and slow down and you're like, oh, how was it? You're like, it was fine.
I didn't destroy
because you just go, they didn't understand. Because you forget what references are ours.
Yeah.
Mate, try doing the footy show. Jeez. I mean,
they didn't get any of my Melbourne Storm stuff in New York. Fucked.
Jeez, I lost all their salary points. Caps here.
Yeah. I lost all their points.
Yeah. Who's the Chinese Fatty Vorton? So this is what I'm trying to juggle at the moment as well. So because it's become such a big amount of people, including people I don't know, people from all walks of life.
Have these guys bought tickets to the big stand-up show on Friday night?
Man, these cunts haven't bought fucking hotel accommodation yet.
Do you think the odds are of all of this crew, extended crew, coming to the gig? Are they all on notice that it's like, fellas, come on, we got to go support our boy.
Well,
like, we've got to go to the gig.
That's the thing, because it's like...
You're dragging them out of a bar at 7:30 in Bangkok.
Yeah, but what would you rather? Would you rather them come along or would you rather them stay away?
I mean, you'd want them to stay away, but they want to come to watch what's about to happen.
Right.
What time's it kick off?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I checked the poster, but fucking that time's probably wrong. So, yeah. 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 I don't
27
know.
O'clock?
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I don't... Yeah, I'm juggling whether it's good to have them there or not good. Like, because I think it's one of those things at the moment, I think they're a bit like, why the fuck would we go there? We've got all of Bangkok to play with.
Yeah.
And then when it gets there, it's like, oh, this would be funny to see these cunts bomb in Thailand.
That's why they'll be there. Yeah. That's why they'll be there.
Yeah.
That's why I'd go.
Yeah. The mates you want there... Because it's like funny no matter what happens. But the mates of the extended crew who you don't know, I'd be like, tell them to not worry about
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's going
to
be like doing a gig on a cruise ship and you bomb and suddenly you're stuck on the boat. You'll be stuck on the holiday with these people.
Yes.
Because this is early in the trip. This is like one of the first, you get there Thursday and then this is Friday night. So early on you will have spent basically no time with these people. This is going to be their first impression of you eating shit for 45 minutes.
No, but we've got a brief little window on the Thursday night. We get there at 8:30 at night and then obviously we'll go out and do something. So we'll have to make fast friends.
You're flying during the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jetstar. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's grim. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Not even a night's accommodation paid for in that.
It'll be all right. It'll be good.
Get Jetstar doing well at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, get some Valium in you.
No, you know what the great thing is that, and this is one other thing we'll have to tackle, is that, so Milan is a Platinum Club member.
Uh-huh.
So he gets to bring in one person.
yeah.
So then... my mate Tony, he's a Qantas Club. I don't think Platinum, so he's bringing in one of the guys. So then, because of that, I find it sort of funny. We haven't broken it to him yet. So we're going out to the airport very early to soak up about 5 hours of Qantas Club before we have to get on. So even if there's delays of Jetstar, who fucking cares? Let's stay in there.
What time's your flight, though? Like 9 in the morning?
2:30.
In the Arvo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So we get out there at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Bar opens at 11.
Yes. So that'll be good. But the thing is, so there's four of us accounted for, which leaves Blakey hanging out with all the other people that he's never met before in the Hungry Jack's food court. So,
You are never going to live this down.
That poor motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know how you like if you're on a work trip, your food and drink count as per diems. So you can claim on tax. Does that start at the airport?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. It would. Get on the beers.
Travel day.
100% it would.
So this is, I'm dealing with. We've got the group chat going, and it's just fighting. See the people going off their head, or people not checking in and not giving a fuck, and someone popped up this morning to go. So going overseas these days, what do you do?
Do they have the passport still?
Yeah.
You know what you can do, though, these days? There's a lot of places, and it won't be Qantas or whatever, but you can buy yourself into a lounge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heaps of places do that. I did that in Bangers coming back last time from Thailand.
Right.
So they can get themselves in somewhere if they want to pay, $50 and then just load up.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
But also, if they see Blakey coming in 4 hours before his flight, they'll be like, I don't think we can.
We don't do that. Yet. Sorry. Yeah. I can't imagine Qantas do it. They're probably some of the other ones do. That seems like a weird move for Qantas.
Qantas wouldn't do it.
Let anyone in.
Yeah. But. Great man Chris Franklin, who didn't get on because he's still at the Exford.
Hang on, I just realised, am I his replacement?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking hurts.
He once told me a hack.
Hey, but we
took me a while.
Hey, we learned. Hang we on. Booked this for 3 p.m. instead.
Cool. He told me a hack that if you get a flight with and you can get into the lounge, you can get in 2 hours before your flight and 2 hours after you land.
Yes.
So he would go and drink for 2 hours, then fly, and then go into the lounge and drink for another 2 hours.
Who hangs around the airport after
they've landed? Yeah. It's a strange move.
So that means alcoholics.
So he does that, and then for an hour and a half, a pair of thongs just goes around the luggage carousel.
Yeah, I've thought of doing that before, like just after I got lounge access, because you're so excited. It's this is changing, what it's like to fly. And when I read that, it's like, you can just hang out after you land. And like if I've been landing around dinner time, I'm like, maybe I'll go in. Yeah, because, a bit of a novelty. And then you land and you're like, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm going.
Because also, you got your fucking luggage to go and get.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what would be better than that? Being at home.
Yeah.
The lounge is good, but you know what's better? Right. My actual bed.
Yeah.
No, we you do it when you've got kids, because then it's like, toilet breaks and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we all hate our kids. That's what we've learned from Danny just there. Yeah.
Going to Bangkok for a week.
It's work. I'll tell you what I told. Don't say her name. It's work.
But you talked about dying on a cruise ship. So I did a cruise that was for the Rugby World Cup in about 2000 and 2010-ish or something. We went to New Zealand from Sydney. It was the fucking worst. That would have been. Was it?
Yep.
And it was full of South African farmers, and they fucking hated me.
Oh, really?
And I didn't.
Because you were in blackface.
Yeah, yeah. No, they would have.
Is this because you did Melbourne Storm gear and that's rugby league, not rugby union?
And so I'm just this one guy started having a crack at me, and like there was hardly anyone in the fucking room, and it was just shit, and it was just full of blokes. And this guy started having a go, and I was fucking went him, and all these Zimbabweans were like loving it and fucking ripping into him as well. And then I completely forgot. You're on that boat with them for the next 3 days.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Grim. Like, real grim.
So are they getting lot aggressive of, with you at the buffet? Or
lot
are they...
A lot of room service from then on.
Yeah. I was avoiding places just because, the guy was not happy because I really fucking ripped into him.
I can't even handle being in the same fucking bar as some people after a gig.
Totally.
In that that's where you half hour home. Window.
Who else was on this cruise?
No, just me.
Oh. So not can't even... be surrounded by
me. They made me do a kids show, and I'm like, what the fuck, I don't have kids, so I just did my own material with no swearing in it.
Wait, it's just you doing a kids show?
Yeah,
the SS Rosie.
For like 40 minutes, and then I just did my normal set, so I'm doing, you know, stuff about seeing my parents having sex and all this kind of stuff. I had nothing else. Wow. I fucking had nothing else.
It is relatable. Like,
kids on a cruise ship with their parents. Yeah,
that happened. They were the, you know, creation of that only 4 years ago. Exactly. So they're
oh, it was fucking grim, mate. It was grim.
That is such a funny stand-up comic impulse that we have. It's like, oh, it's a kid show. It's like, oh, yeah, just take the F's and C's out. Good to go. So I'm doing my tax the other day. Just,
I should have looked up kids' jokes on the fucking internet.
Hey, little kids, here's War and Peace. There's no F-bombs in there. That's for you.
Get stuck in. It may as well be Bear in the Big Blue House.
So I'm in the group chat. We're trying to manage what's going on. It's fucking chaos in there because, like I said, big mix of people who could not give a fuck. People in who were in there just to say, shut up, cunt, every like couple of days. And then I've got...
Every group chat needs one of them.
Yeah. And it's inevitably Carl.
Who's he kidding? Someone. Someone.
These guys making a mockery of the group chat.
No, not when it's something so close to my heart.
Yeah, true.
You've got to treat this more seriously, please.
Yeah. This is my work, guys. Stop making fun. Guys, what are you being paid for this gig, by the way?
This is my career, by the way.
Are you getting it split at the door?
That's a very interesting question.
How do you split 500 baht?
that's the thing.
How do you split
guys, leaving my wife and child at home is the most important thing in my life.
So it's because I was thinking,
it's payment enough.
It's Thailand. You go over there, you get a $2 curry. You know, how much is comedy going to cost? If you know, a nice pad Thai is like, you know, $2. Mm.
Good point.
It's $20. It's $20 to get in. Then it's like, okay. So the guy hits me up the other day and goes, oh, I don't think we've talked money. And I'm like, oh, I'm positive we haven't talked money.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, what do you reckon about? Is $200 okay? I'm like, oh, seems a little bit not that much for each person. And he says, oh, no, it's not for each person.
Yeah,
it's for combined. And so then I'm like, hang on. So if
100 bucks for 45 minutes.
It's $20 to get in. If 80 people go in there, it's $1,600. And the entire entertainment budget is $200. Fucking hell.
I do like though that you said 80.
Well,
come on, mate.
Yeah. Well,
he's not covering that budget. It's coming out of his pocket.
Good point.
Oh, fuck, I'm in the hole. I'm $80 in the hole.
Yeah.
It's wishful thinking.
Well, I shouldn't be angry about that if that happens, I guess. I don't know. It'll
of
be a
course
mixed emotions.
Not. You need emotions. This to be. You need the poster. You need the gig to be on.
Yeah. So he must. Yeah, he's got a vibe of my backstory. Like he's just got me against the wall.
Absolutely.
Just, who gives a fuck?
100%. I'm amazed you're getting that much.
Yeah.
Are you going to film it? You've got to film that.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Film your special.
Yeah. Be on 10 Peach.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be interested.
Coming up after Ice Road Truckers, it's Carl Chandler banged up abroad.
Wow, why'd they the guy shouldn't have been filming this. He should have been sitting in the audience. There's only four people there.
Oh man, I might look into getting a film crew down there so we can cut your special.
Can you have a comedy special where you're doing it via selfie? Can you just hold it up yourself?
Totally.
I might need to be the cameraman there. So there's now nine
Is Tony
people.
Getting on? You should get Tony to open up for you guys. That'd bring some people in.
He can DJ for us.
Avalanche's DJ set before the comedy.
So I've got the one guy that's like that's really active in there. There's one guy who's great, heaps of fun, but He's very full on. We've got a really full on guy.
We've met Milan. That's fine.
No. More full on. Way more full on than him. Because Milan's just like, I want the party to happen. I don't give a fuck how it happens, but it's happening. Right. This guy's trying to plan every inch of the trip, and everyone else is like, we don't fucking care. There's a pool. We're going to go that. There'll be a beer somewhere. And this guy's trying to plan everything. And so it's entertaining / aggravating, but he's...
Guys, what are you all wearing to the stand-up comedy show? Where are we going for dinner before the stand-up comedy show?
Yeah, it's all this. So he's at various stages, the plan was a limo to the airport.
Tight.
Yeah.
Love it.
To a Jetstar flight.
Yeah, no,
then,
I love it.
Then
yeah,
a limo cool. from the Jetstar flight into Bangkok.
Yeah, both good.
Then he demanded a limo from Bangkok to, we're going to a beach town for one day. So that's a 3-hour trip down a shitty highway
yep.
in this limo. And he's like, nah, we're doing that. That's locked in. I'm like, it's fucking not locked in. Why do we need a limo for this? It's like, no, it's locked in. It'll be like $50. Like that classic sort of thing of like third world country.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to get my fucking $2. These cunts. Yeah. It's like, I Googled it in 2 seconds. I'm like, it's $1,200 each way. We're not getting a fucking
hell.
We're not geting a limo to a beach town. It's fucking
that's like six away. Flights.
Yeah.
How expensive is a fucking wedding over there?
Yeah. Well, man. So
you
then,
have to do 12 stand-up spots to pay for that.
So then
you just saying to your wife, hey, I got to go on this business trip. I'm driving some Ubers, some limos around to the beach.
Yeah.
Don't forget you can claim that, though.
Yeah, well, can you claim
that's
it?
All part of the transport while you're over there.
Okay, all right. I've made $100 and I have $5,000 in costs. Yeah,
I always think that when I'm doing my taxes. They go, if they question me, they're just going to go, your business modeling is fucked.
Yeah. Why do you say yes to these things?
Yeah, I know.
So expensive to do.
Stop running at a loss.
You're bad at this.
Yeah.
Go work at Macca's.
Yeah, what are you, Uber?
Yeah, get a new career. It's like, I've heard all this before from audience members. All right. So then the next planning was he's just like booked in a yacht trip. What the fuck are we going on a yacht for?
Man, this guy gets it. This sounds awesome.
How many days are you there for?
5 days.
So you got a limo, and then beach day, yacht day, comedy day.
Comedy day.
He puts comedy two left. Day.
Yeah. You can only have one beer that day.
He puts a yacht in there, and it's like, and he sends a link in, and then I get a, he's so full on, I get a phone call two minutes later going, what the fuck? You haven't responded yet. And I'm like, responded to what? He's like, the yacht. Get into the fucking yacht. No one's responded to the yacht in 2 minutes. So he's ringing me to yell at me for it. Like, what's... And I'm like, man, just fucking relax. I don't know. Like, it's not like you think of Bangkok and go, oh, well, we better get on a yacht. Otherwise, we haven't lived the true Bangkok experience.
Where are you getting the yacht to and from?
I don't know. Like, is there any famous waterway? I don't really...
I mean, there's a big river, but it's not yachty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not thinking below deck when I'm looking at that river.
No,
it's not like Mediterranean, like, because you're going to the beach, which is...
There's no famous, you know, Bangkok to Phuket yacht race, is there?
Not that I know of, no.
It's not a yachty country.
It isn't.
If there can be such a thing as a yachty country, I would have said maybe Monte Carlo maybe or something like that. But
that's what makes it cool. It's off the grid. You're not doing tried and true tourist thing like that, you know, that sky bar or whatever. Yeah.
So he's booked it for like 3 hours or something from 2 till 5 and then it's like, hey, it's not just a yacht, guys. Guess what? We've got karaoke on it as well.
Good.
Oh, cool. So we're doing karaoke at 3 p.m. on a yacht in Bangkok.
Great.
The perfect Thailand experience.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds awesome. Fun. I'm into this.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
So
I like
fun.
This. You're doing all the Faith No More hits. I'd be there for that.
So I love when you're like, what a waste of Bangkok. Now everyone get your tickets to my stand-up show.
Now that's a Thailand experience.
Yeah.
You got to see Brettie's new bit about fucking Korean barbecue.
Yeah. So then this guy's just, I don't know, he just wants to burn money. It's just like all these things. It's like, this is the idea. He's trying to sign us up for, we're getting on the back of a motorbike and then driving an hour and a half to a floating market. I'm like, none of us are fucking doing any of this. What are you talking about? All this expensive stuff. And then I go, so you're staying in the same hotel as us, right? With blah, blah. I'm like, what do you mean with blah, blah? Like, we're all staying there. He's like, no, with this other guy. I'm like, yeah, we're all staying there. No, we're sharing a room. What the fuck are you buying 3 limos for in a yacht and when you're going to be bunking up with another 45-year-old man in a hotel room?
So he can afford the yacht.
Is that where you put your money? Is that your priority of money? Wouldn't you rather have your own fucking hotel room than be on a yacht for 3 hours?
Yes.
That's insane for a... this. And I know this guy's
does
on
the room
big,
have karaoke?
Well, this guy's on good money. He's on like on 200K a year
a
or
friend
something.
Of mine...
Oh, seriously? Yes. He's sharing a room?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
My friend who I just went to Singapore with, same thing. He's very like, likes all the finer things, has a really good job. Like, the place that I was staying wasn't cheap. And I was like, hey, if you want to stay in the same spot, it's here. And he's like, turns his nose up at it, goes and stays at the Hilton, like, gets the, like... most expensive joint he can.
Singapore's expensive.
Yeah, Singapore. Yeah, Singapore's already expensive, and then he's going like higher above that. Turns his nose up at where I am, and then he was going on to Bangkok to meet up with his brother, and he's like, "Yeah, anyway, me and my brother are sharing a room together in Bangkok." Like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Yes.
Like, you're knocking where I'm going, and he's like, "Yeah, I flew here on Scoot." Like, what?
Don't do that.
These are legit grey-haired men that are like in fucking. Bunk beds.
Sharing a bed.
Yeah. Sharing these tiny little hotel rooms.
Are they maybe together? Romantically?
No, no, no. A bunch of them have done it.
It's so like, you won't be having that Michelin hatted pad tie that's like $50. Have you heard about that old lady that does that with the goggles?
No. I've looked up all the Michelin star noodles.
She has a Netflix special. She wears ski goggles to stop the fat splattering back at her. And she's got this like street kind of corner restaurant. I went there, but the lineup is like an hour to get to sit down, and the pad thai's are like $50.
Yeah, right.
$50.
Yeah, yeah. Which in Thailand is like. And then I went next door, and this place.
That's 2.5 comedy specials. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I went next door and just watched people just sort of wait and go in there, and I had like a, you know, that Thai basil thing for like $2.
Yeah,
beer and stuff. It was the fucking best.
Yeah.
But all these people swarm there just to see this old woman, and you're not allowed to take photos of her and stuff.
Oh, like, really?
Fuck you, old mole.
Yeah.
Fucking took photos of her, knocked her goggles off. Like, fuck you.
For $50 you want a selfie, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Get burnt in the eyes by the fat. That'll teach you.
And she's the only one who does the cooking, which is why it takes forever. She's like fucking 300 years old.
Yeah, so you get to wait for it as well. Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So head there.
No, well, yeah, no, no, I don't think so. We've got too much to do.
True.
If we might chuck another yacht in the mix.
We might miss the yacht.
We might be flat out.
Might be have to do a helicopter race or something.
Yeah. So I'm just intrigued as to what will actually happen.
The vibe of this trip is all over. For a boys' trip, I think that's like what people... The appeal of the boys' trip is that generally, especially when you go when you're young, everyone's kind of on the same page. Everyone's budgets are at the same sort of level. The itinerary is just like, we just want to get maggot from sun up until sundown.
Yep.
You know, especially like if you go and you're in a relationship, like couples, what they want to do on holidays is very different. But this is like, this is a boys' trip that has no, there's no overseer. There's no cohesive vision to what we want out of the trip.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
No brand values.
Yeah, it's like everyone's got their own. It's like, this is fucking, this is unwieldy.
Yeah, and I've got a vision of this guy that's like trying to get us on yachts and limos and stuff like that. It's just going to be like Lord of the Flies, and we're just going to fucking chuck him in the whatever river a yacht goes into and just do our own thing. But
what will happen is you'll end up at the bar attached to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the bar across the road from that.
Yeah, it'll be the classic Australian tourism experience where we're just drinking in the hotel.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm predicting? A lot of faffing. A lot of faffing around.
Yeah, trying to organise when you're leaving, how we're getting there.
Yeah, there's no like, you know, group text like, oh, let's all meet down in the lobby in like 15 minutes and then one person's dragging their heels.
Nine is so many. Like, it's almost like, okay, we don't need to have all nine of us go to places because I reckon nine people are not getting into some places as well.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But there's always one who like gets up really early, and then by the time you get up, it's like, oh, let's go get breakfast. I've already had breakfast. I'm like, okay, well, I've breakfast. Oh, he's still asleep.
But that's good because sometimes there is that one person who insists. It's like, no, we all have to be doing the same. You need a very clear thing of like, hey, if two of us are just going to fuck off and do our own thing, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll just have dinner together. We'll meet later.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Except for at the comedy gig. That's a non-negotiable. Absolutely, we all have to be at the Bangkok Comedy Club for the Aussie stand-up spectacular.
Yeah. I hope there's yacht parking.
Yeah.
There's heaps of good bars, though. Like, in Bangers is awesome.
Oh, please give me any tips.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Not now, but I won't list them all here.
Yeah,
sure. Some fucking great places. Like, and because
you don't want word to get out, everyone will start going to Bangkok.
True.
It'll spoil it.
But they appreciate that it's fucking boiling, so there's heaps of rooftop bars and stuff everywhere because it's just skyscraper central.
Well, we've got a rooftop bar on our hotel and a pool.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So, and I really hope, Now, this is another thing that's hinging on my judgment, and I really hope that this works out.
Geez, I feel for the people who've rocked up to that hotel and there's nine blokes on a fucking trip together at the pool.
Yeah, because that has never happened in Southeast Asia.
And it's supposed to be like a posh bar at the top of it, and it's like, well, it's going to be us throwing changs at each other, I think. Yeah. So, yeah. Now, I really hope that this is the case. I found this hotel and I went, what do you reckon, everyone? This is a pretty decent price for a really nice hotel, pretty cheap. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever. And then none of them booked in until about, I don't know, 5 days ago or whatever. But then, by then, I'd looked at it and gone, hang on, this seems really weird. It's like a conjoined hotel. There's another hotel attached to it, but it shares all the same facilities, but it's a different hotel attached to it, but it's much cheaper.
Are you in Sukhumvit?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So then I've said to the others, hey, I think this hotel's attached to the other one, so you can just book in there and it's heaps cheaper. And then they've all gone, okay, let's do that. And then I've double checked and gone, I'm not positive of that now. So
it's all right. They're all in the same room, so it's fine.
Yeah. So I think maybe they might be in just a different hotel now instead.
What
so
made you think it was attached?
When I looked up the page,
the webcam wasn't specific.
It had some of the same exact pictures on their website. I'm like, is this the same?
They're just general travel photos.
Maybe, I don't know. I really hope not. I hope I've told them the right thing. But anyway, they've gotten much smaller rooms than the other rooms, and now they're sharing. They're fucking bunking up in there.
Oh my god, it's my fucking worst nightmare,
man. Anyway.
Sharing a room at this point of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Way too fucking old.
Yuck.
For that.
Yes, yeah. And especially that when, like, clearly everyone's going to go out and get drunk at night.
Yeah,
and then get in a hot city, then get home, and then fucking breathe each other's fumes all night in the morning. Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you need your privacy. Yeah. Not sounds like that.
Yeah.
Now that fumes are involved.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready. I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to hearing how this gig goes. Get down if you're in Sukhumvit.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how many comedy clubs there are in Sukhumvit, Bangkok, but it's the one on this Friday night. It's Brett Blake and it's Carl Chandler, supported by who fucking knows.
Yep.
I don't know whether I'd rather it be bad Aussie expat.
You got to try and film the locals for us.
Yeah.
You definitely got to. Someone's got to film it. It's got to be seen.
It's going to be that.
You might even get someone doing an impression of other comics, like someone doing a Dame Edna, or someone doing like I've seen. I got a bit obsessed with this British comedian called Ken Dodd from the 70s, who's borderline racist, homophobic, everything. But if you try and find footage of him online, there's more footage of people impersonating him and playing like RSLs over there as a Ken Dodd tribute act.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And so you might get some of that.
Well, I don't know this that well, but I get the impression that in Asia there's a lot more comedy based on race. So they're just flat out with it. So I might be getting some people doing the eyes.
Like
eyes times two.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go on and then hopefully don't get affected by that and go, oh, well, when in Rome, let's crack into this stuff.
I see that definitely happening. Drinking all day too. Yeah, I can see you getting
stuck. Don't film that bit.
So, yeah, just for a release in Asia only, that one.
Yeah.
All right, we better wrap it up there for another week on the Little Dum Dum Club. Danny McGinley, Adam Rosenbach, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Danny, you've got your podcast.
Oh, yeah, but it's too niche. Danny Boyd, it's about the Western Bulldogs. I do it with Tom Boyd. Check out my YouTube. I don't know, just follow me on socials, please. Cool. At Danny McGinley.
Nice.
Looking forward to 10 years from now and the highlights of this episode.
Yeah. Rosie?
It means we'll all still be friends.
I got the Junk Time AFL podcast if you're into your footy, and that's about fucking it.
Cool, yeah. Check that out. Good follow times. Rosie on the socials.
Are you doing the festivals next year, Rosie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, me too. Nice. Come see us.
Yeah. Book all your tickets now too. Something that hasn't even been confirmed yet.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. See you, mates. And they've done it again.
Oh boy. Bernie's kick one straight over the... All right, now I'm going to find out what that Bangkok River is.
Oh, yeah.
What it is.
Straight over. He's taken the Sharon
over
into international waters with him.
Yeah.
And he's headed down. He's gotten the limo down there.
The Chao Phraya River.
There we go. Straight over it, onto the banks on the other side.
Yep. Straight over the top of the yacht where I'm in there singing I Am Woman.
Yep.
Yep. and straight over the other side into Bangkok 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
There we go.
They have them over there.
Yeah. Let's say
they
that.
Have them fucking
the major
everywhere.
Landmark of Bangkok that came to mind first.
That's it.
Yes, that is as we're recording straight after that episode you just listened to. So we're hanging out as we kick those two cunts out to take care of business.
Yep.
I'm off in 2 days. We've already recorded next week's one, so you won't hear what happened next week because we already recorded that the other day.
Yep. Yep. And also, you won't be back yet?
I won't be quite back yet.
Yep.
Yes.
Banking them up.
That's it. Bangkoking them up.
Yep.
Yep.
But another long session for us.
Mm.
Had lunch just before, so I'm not too hungry. Although, you know what? It's getting late enough.
Oh.
We're starting to roll into fucking dinner time, aren't we?
No, I don't think I need dinner today.
Really? What'd you have for lunch? Stockpiled
up. Yeah, ate some not great stuff today.
Okay.
I've been pretty good last couple of days because I've been a little bit sick. And today's my appetite has returned, and so I ate bad food.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Talk me through it.
Large double cheeseburger meal.
Yep.
McDonald's, Bridge Road.
Yep.
Then I looked at the time and went, I've got a bit of time to kill. Drove across into Swan Street, went to KFC, got myself a mini secondary.
How was this within, like, what? This is back to back. You're already back in the car. You drove to the Bridge Road. Yes. Maccas and then, okay, yes. Same car trip.
Yes.
Oh, multiple chains.
Yes.
Same car trip.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And got myself a little, tiny little, what are they called? Not sliders, but like little chicken wrap sort of thing.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Mini one.
Yep.
And a small chips.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, I knew there was a third part.
Yeah. And then not the greatest thing of all time, but then I got myself something I'm not a proponent of usually.
Okay.
There's a new fancy donut shop in Bridge Road that I keep walking past and I never get anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the donuts is a thing, and I've said this before on this show, most overrated snack of all time, I reckon. And but the thing about them is that they present really well.
Yeah.
You can gussy up a donut really well.
You can understand why it makes sense as a business proposition, especially in the age of Instagram. You know, you have your fucking 100 different ones that'll have like different colors of shit on them. It's
looks
like
great.
They look good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I mean, not that I ever have one, but I do have a fond memory of hitting like a, you know, like a Wendy's in a shopping center and just having like a classic little cinnamon donut, especially if you're getting it fresh out of the vat.
Yeah. 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 So.
But not something I'd ever think, you know, I never have the impulse of, fuck, I'm fanging for a donut.
No, I fucked it. I really did say to myself, I'm going to eat really well until I go to Bangkok. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to go fucking hog wild.
Yep.
But I did blow up today. But I went to the gym. I went for a run.
Yep.
I earned it. I just, I'll start again tomorrow. I'm like, you know, it's like AA.
Yep.
It's another day tomorrow. Let's start tomorrow.
Get rid of the chip.
Yep.
Get back tomorrow.
Yep.
I had a cheeseburger for lunch. I hardly ever have burgers anymore.
Oh, really?
I went down to the Builder's Arms. Very seafood heavy menu. Thought, not for me. Generally don't go for a cheeseburger, but I thought it's one of the only things on here that's not, that's not seafood, in some way.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Mm.
Very classic burger.
Yeah.
Very classic pub burger.
Mm. Onion?
No onion.
Huh?
Pickle. Cheese. Tomato sauce.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll look into it. Cheeseburger, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. See if they've got them over in Bangkok.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see, because, you know, it does hit that point when you go overseas, when you get into all the local food, and there's that point where you go, I wouldn't mind something, a little palate cleanser. What about a triple cheeseburger?
Yeah, first couple of days of, like, the rice dishes and, like, satay skewers and all that kind of stuff. Like, this happened to me in Singapore. It was, like, day three or four, I just get this, I'm like, I fucking am fanging for, like, a pasta. Like, just something that's just, like, dense and textural in a way that the food you've been eating isn't.
Right.
Just really, really craving it bad.
Well, Brett Blake said to me the other day, he goes, man, I still can't get it out of my head. The best Hungry Jack's I've ever had was in Koh Samui.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which I'd never...
It's Hungry Jack's over there? It's not
Burger
King? Oh, sorry,
Burger King.
Yeah,
sorry,
okay.
Burger
right,
King.
Right.
But I'd prided myself on never having one of those fast food places in out of all the times I've been to Thailand, I've never done it.
Yeah.
But that the last time we did go to Koh Samui, I went for Carl Chella, some people call him.
Mm-hmm.
The night of Carl Chella, actually.
Yep.
Of Dunnon Con 22, where we had it, I love the bar, but I've been at the back of the bar before.
Yeah.
So now I don't like ordering food there.
Yeah.
Pretty dodgy up the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, you know what? I'll work out food later. And then, of course, it just turns into a massive drinking session.
Yep.
And we just drink the rest of the night. And then I'm just off my fucking head and needing something to eat. And mm-hmm. then you go, oh, well, everything's still open, isn't it? It's like, not really. No,
yep.
it's not.
Yep.
No. So then, yeah, Burger King, the only thing open. So I had to do it.
Man, I mean, I used to feel that way, but I do think that there is something to be said for like a McDonald's in any new country you go to. Get in there early. It's the baseline of food.
Yeah.
You know what it all tastes like. That's the barometer of how food is tasting in the country. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
You try their local. They're all doing something slightly different. They've all got like a local kind of specialty on the menu.
Yeah.
You try the McFucking haggis or whatever.
Yeah, but I think I used to do that early on. But now it's more like if you're on a trip, every meal is an event. Every meal is like,
yeah,
right. I don't want to fuck up here and waste a meal. I've almost like gone, right, what have I got? 20 meals until I'm gone?
Yep.
Don't fucking waste it.
Yep.
Don't eat something out of a 7-Eleven.
Well, drinking and then getting it late at night is like, that's perfect. That's a gimme, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you're just like getting it on the walk home, last thing before you get into the hotel.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I had no other resort.
Yeah.
It's literally the only thing I could do.
Yeah.
And now I can't even remember. I wish I remembered it so I knew if I could compare it to, you know, I could say like Brett Blake, man, this was an amazing
Burger King. Maybe you could use one of your meals.
No, I can't
on
do
this
it.
Trip.
I can't do it. There's no way I can
pre-yacht.
No, need to absolutely maximize. I'm genuinely gutted if I have to waste a meal on something silly like that.
But the problem is that you can waste a meal anyway. You know, you just like you suss out what you think is a good place, and then you go and you're like, man, this sucks. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's heartbreaking.
But at least I tried.
And you have that moment where you're like, genuinely, this would have been better if I had just had a McDonald's. You know, if you've been like, oh, you're like, I could do that. You know what? I'll get the local place, and then it's bad, and it just like, it haunts me.
No, well, I think it's better to try and fail than never try.
Better to have loved and lost.
Yes.
Yep.
Better to have loved a Penang curry.
Yep.
And lost shit out of my ass all night.
That's true.
To have never loved that Penang at all.
Well, speaking of love and speaking of shit pouring out of an asshole, patreon.com/littledumdumclub. Subscribe to the show, support the show, get yourself two bonus mini episodes every week, Mondays and Fridays.
I just got my daily text from one of the people going on the trip saying, giving me the update of how many days to go.
Yep.
Yep. So it's 2 days to go.
Cool. Yep. Nice.
Just got the text. This just
exciting.
In.
Exciting.
Yep.
You can get on there, get two bonus episodes every week, and also go into the Stewart Hall of Fame.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
Bit of foreshadowing there.
Yes. Yes. You'll know what we're talking about next week. Yes, let's do that. Let's open it up straight away. Let's do it. Thank you very much to First Cab Off the Rank this week. Thank you to Patreon subscriber Diana Starr.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perth's very own.
She's from Perth. You know Diana, don't you?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yep. Yeah.
How would you describe her?
She runs Perth's Laugh Resort.
I think she runs a gig in Perth.
Yeah.
And I think this was a point last year where we put out a Patreon episode, bonus episode, that you can still get.
Yes.
That you can still get. Where we called it the history of Perth comedy, and we got on there and just bitched about Perth comedy and Perth mm-hmm. comedians, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, oh, there's a bit of a spike in the
yep.
subscription, in Patreon subscription coming from Western Australia.
There's a bit of a 3-hour delay on these Patreon subscriptions.
Yeah.
Yep.
So well, a bunch of people in the comedy community absolutely signed up, this person being one of them, but she did not sub off like the other.
She didn't
did.
Sub off. And she also, I believe, was already a listener before this.
Yes.
So this was just the...
Right.
Funnily enough, the tipping point was like industry gossip
yep.
in a very like micro way
yep.
around the corner from her yep. was the thing that made her go, you know what? It's not so much liking these guys in their comedy.
Yeah.
It's hearing them gossip about
yes.
people that live down the street from me.
Yeah. But we also have a list of the comedians who did sign up just to get that episode.
Just to potentially hear their names
yes.
read out.
Yes. The sort of psychopathic behaviour that happens over in Perth every day. Perth
yep.
comedy, that
yep,
is.
Yep, yep, yep. I think it's, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of, feels like it's cooled off recently.
Well, a little you know, bit. There's, I don't know, there's been a bit of everyone sort of waking up from waking dream and calming down a little bit in the last 6 months.
Well, hey, the panty, it brought out, it really did bring out the worst in everyone. And you just kind of find out like what level of bad behavior people are capable of. And well, I feel like Perth was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they had their, yeah, it was that, it's that funny thing where, you know, for people that don't understand, I guess, people in Melbourne locked down the most out of everyone, people in Perth not locked down at all except for not being able to get out of the state.
Yep.
But in that way, they had a prison. It was just a really fucking big one, whereas we had quite a small one.
Oh, man. I mean, I've talked about this before, but my girlfriend's mum has been in town for the last week and a half, and it'll be all of us, like my girlfriend's sister and partner, husband, hanging out with her. And, you know, inevitably, you're in Melbourne. It's like stuff always kind of, you know, in some way comes up about lockdown, you know, because it's like, oh, we're doing this a year and a half ago. And, oh, that was when the lockdown was, you know, something will come up about it in passing. And my girlfriend's mum always very quick to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I get what it was like. Because over in Perth, you know, when we had our lockdown, it's just like, yeah. Can't help herself. And yeah, we're all just right. Like, don't no. You dare.
No. Well, you know, like I said, you know, we had a much smaller one. We had cabin fever. They had fucking, I don't know, resort fever or something,
yep,
you know?
Yep, yep.
They had plenty of fucking room to play with, but technically you weren't allowed outside of that vast tract of land that you were.
Well, she was just saying before, people were furious there last year because they were having like some, you could still, venues were open, you go to people's houses. I think churches weren't open, she was saying, but then they had the AFL grand final over there.
Right.
So people were like, oh, so the fucking footy can be on, but the churches can't be open. It's like, yeah, I mean, I find it really hard to care about that as an issue. Like,
also, you could say that now and not win over us or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I'm not that way inclined, but churches not being open is sort of funny. It's like, that's literally a thing you can do in your own house, isn't it? Whatever you're going to do in there. Isn't that?
Yeah, the sermon very easily.
God's not in there. Like,
yeah.
You're not missing out on.
I mean, I think that's the, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But sermon way more easily transferable over Zoom than almost any other activity you're going and doing.
Yeah.
Because you're not really, you're sitting there, you're just listening. And sure, it's the community aspect of it, but like, yeah, it's hard
to. But the
to
big
feel
guy's
like,
everywhere. You
yeah,
know?
That's true.
Yeah, he's
why
in that
did he
place.
Let this happen then?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
How can God be real?
How
could
God be real?
If fucking COVID-19 exists.
How could God be real if he let Perth comedy happen?
There is no fucking. That's a great heckle if you're at a show and someone's bombing and you yell out, "There is no God."
Yeah. That is, man. I've said it before, but I would love to just sit down and work out some really good heckles and just go on tour somewhere.
Yep.
Just really see if I can dominate a show without being thrown out.
Yeah, you can try it on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
You pull out.
With Blakey.
Yeah, you get Brett up there. You say you'll go on last.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while Brett's on, you pull out. And then you're in the crowd just heckling him.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say before, actually, when we're talking about the value of like those three people that I don't know. I mean, to be honest, they're probably quite valuable because they don't know me at that point, whereas you know the worst hecklers of all are people that know you, because when you put them down or when you, you know, address them, when you address normal people, they tend to shut up because they're like a bit embarrassed. Or
mates are like, we'll bounce back.
Mates are like,
yeah.
No. Yep. You can't. You've got nothing on me.
Yeah.
You can't defeat me. I don't care.
You're like, not the boss of me.
Yeah, to strangers, like, oh, you've got some power being up there on stage with your fancy electricity and microphone. Mates are like, mate, I've probably seen your dick. I don't give a fuck what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
So that's better than having my actual friends there.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Diana.
Thanks, Diana. If you run any gigs in Bangkok, let me know. Yes. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Shay Wilcox.
Okay.
Yeah. Shay as in the Chicago Stadium, S-H-E-A.
Yep.
Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X. Yeah.
All right.
Will you? Wilcox?
Wilcox. I like the name Shay.
Wilcox will travel.
Yeah.
You like Shay?
Yeah.
Boy or girl's name?
Both, right?
I've not got no idea.
A boy, Shay.
I've never heard of it as a name.
Yeah. I know a male Shay. Mm. A Imagine if it was him.
Imagine. Do you know his name? Do you know his last name?
I'm looking this person up. We're both two people Googling.
Yeah. I'm doing a quick survey. Here we go.
What do you got?
We've got, what's that? Female, male, female, 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 female. All right. It's a female.
Yeah, this is the guy I know.
What do you mean?
I know this guy. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's this guy's story?
He's a friend of my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know that he listened to this show?
Nah.
Really?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
He's never brought it up?
Nah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A secret listener.
Not only secret listener.
Yeah.
Secret.
Employer.
Giver of money of me.
Yeah. Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
That is funny. Well, can you text him? Have you got his number?
I don't.
Message him and say to him, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really, maybe, look, maybe this is, this would be funny if this is the reason he started subscribing. He runs a medical clinic that I started going to.
Right.
Like we got our vaxes there.
Right.
And then I was around the time looking for a new GP anyway. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to start going here. So now that it's like, you know, I'm putting money into his business.
Right.
His like family's business.
Mm.
And so he's like, yeah, you know what?
You can have some of it.
You can have a little bit back into the old Patreon.
Right. And your mate can have some as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Oh, that's good. That's
well,
good,
yeah. Man. Shout out to Shay. Solely responsible for me getting the vax.
Well, solely responsible. So you didn't want to get it at all? It was just this guy talking you into it?
It literally was him messaging us being like, hey, people have booked in and they haven't turned up and this stuff just goes in the bin otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys can get here in like 10 minutes, you can have it now.
What
it was awesome.
What if I make this my aim of the Bangkok trip? I try and convert one of these three people I've never met to become a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just
only really setting a low bar there. Not all three. I don't think my personality is interesting enough to get all three on board.
Well, that's pretty strong.
Three out of three. Yeah.
To not only listen, but to sign up to pay for it.
Yeah, it's a very funny, not only like, do I like you enough to be like, oh man, let's catch up for a beer sometime in Melbourne. It's now like, I'm going to become a paid up fan of yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I need you to listen to me every week and stump up cash even though there is absolutely no need for it.
I'm now going to become sort of your boss.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. All right.
That's really thrown me that because I heard the surname and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Shay's surname, but that can't be the case.
Mm.
But here we are.
Yeah. It's going to be, what are you going to say to him next time you go there? What's the, are you
I'm trying to think when's the next time I'll see him. I'm going to a wedding that he'll be at in like 2 weeks or so. So that'll probably be the next time I see him.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, just sidling up on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
What'd you think of last
just sliding him? Just sliding him $10, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have this back.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I feel bad.
Just you going up going, hey, what'd you think of Kappa winning, getting in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Him being like, what? Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I am still subscribed to that. Just watch him get his phone out, get on the Patreon app and delete the payment.
Damn.
His wife is the person who actually no, I won't say that. I don't want to give out too much personal information.
Oh.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I don't know if it's cool to just like the friend of mine who worked alongside Bell Gibson at one point.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Whatever happened to her? Gibbo. What do we call that? Talking Gibbo.
Talking Gibbo.
Not much to talk about.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Gone dark.
Mm.
I was rewatching the clip of where she's on like 60 Minutes.
Yep.
And they're like, so how old are you? She's like, well, I've always identified as being 26. One of the great quotes.
Yeah.
That's just an all-timer.
Yeah. Yeah. Psychopath. Pretty funny.
An awesome person.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Shay.
Thanks, Shay. I'll see you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you in Bangkok.
Yeah,
this could be one of the people going.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, you presumably would. You're in a group chat with them.
Oh yeah, I didn't. I don't know their names.
Okay.
I don't look at them.
Right.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. All right. So what's the ruling here? Sometimes people don't want their names read out, but the cool thing about that is they always, when they sign up, they'll send us a message going, "Don't read my name out, please," and then that goes nowhere. There's no way of that being attached to any information anywhere. I don't really know. I can't really track that.
Yep.
But some people do this and just change their name to a joke name.
Yep.
So what's the ruling on that? Do we bother reading that out, or do we not bother reading that out? What's your call?
Well,
because I guess they've you know, that's their way of hearing a bit of recognition without actually having their name out there.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
what do you think?
Maybe you could read the joke name out and we try and speculate on what we think their real name might be.
Okay.
Or we just skip over it.
Okay.
I mean, it also depends on how good of a joke name is it.
Well, I guess we're about to find out.
Okay.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Spurt Gusher.
Yeah, I'm glad we read this out. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Spurt Gusher.
Well, hey, look, maybe I've overreached. Maybe this isn't a joke name. Maybe this is a real name. Who knows?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could this be a pseudonym of Bert Kreischer?
Oh!
Friend of the show. Speaking of people that we know supporting the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the gag, isn't it? Bert, yeah. Is that the gag?
What do you mean?
Well, is that sort of like playing on that, or is this just a...
Maybe. It sounds
very similar. Is this a Mad Magazine parody of...
You know, if for some reason is stuck in my head when we had him on the show and he calls himself The Machine?
Yes.
And you, when you uploaded the post, you were like, Bert Kreischer, The Animal.
Yes.
I don't know why that's stuck in my head.
Yeah.
It's like, totally can see like why your head went there.
Yeah.
But it's like... In a lot of, but then in a different way, it's so off base. Yes. It's just like The Animal. Yeah.
Like, whatever. you get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get it.
There's a lot that's great about it because it's also like this guy who, in you know, he's very successful, he's got a big following, and it's like this guy just comes into his house, The Animal. Yeah.
You know, on Happy Days, the frog.
Yeah.
The Fonz. Yeah, you know.
Bert
you
Kreischer,
know what I mean.
The cunt. Yeah. Sorry, man. I just
I do remember some listeners straight away hitting me up and me going, "Yep, yeah, drop the ball there." But again, you know, he's someone that you know a lot more than me.
Yeah,
this sounds about right.
Good guy though. I love that dude.
Very generous man with his time.
Yeah, I'd love to see that dude again.
Yeah, very, very, very generous. And we saw him in Australia, and he was very nice.
Yeah, we had a great time with him.
Yeah, very
that
nice
Opera
guy.
House bar.
The dream. What you want in a. In a comic, I mean, you know.
Just straight up, come to my house.
Yeah.
Okay, and then us going to the other side of LA in this Uber for what felt like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But
and then us doing an hour episode and him going, oh, is that all? I'm used to doing 3-hour ones. Like, oh, you were fine with two cunts you've never met coming to your house for 3 hours? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we should have gotten him to stick around for 3 eps. Talking Dum Dum and some bonuses.
Should have brought Capra along and got another couple of eps for...
Yeah.
For this week when I go to Bangkok instead of banking a bunch.
But yeah, if that is him, that's a hell of a... That's a smooth alias.
If that is him...
Spurt Gusher.
If that is really him, I feel a little bit bad that he hasn't subscribed for that much, to be honest.
And yeah, and also it's very funny of someone who's like also a performer in the public eye to be like, please, no. I simply couldn't handle any attention being on me.
Yes. I don't want to be on the podcast for a second time.
You know me.
I will give you the money.
You know me, the animal. I'm a real shrinking violet.
Yeah, I'm an animal, but I'm a chameleon. And I'm blending in now. I don't want to be seen.
The animal. Yeah. Rob Schneider himself.
Yeah. Rob. What's his nickname?
Who?
Bert Kreischer?
The Machine.
The Machine, right. Why is he the Machine?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. It's really the opposite, isn't it? Machine, it's man versus... nature.
Yeah.
Machine versus animal.
Matt, that's where your brain went. You're like, now it's one or the other.
Yeah, the absolute odd. Maybe there's a little part of me just that didn't like him. I went, I'm going to give you the exact opposite nickname than you have.
Mm.
And you'll get really mad. But instead, nothing happened at all.
No.
Except for a couple of nerds went, you got it wrong. I went, my bad.
A few Rick and Morty shirts firing up at the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Spurt.
Thanks, Spurt. Yeah. Good shit. Yeah.
I mean, that's about all we're going to get out of that name. Yeah. No, it sounds like he's some anecdotes about a guy that's been on the show once who we met.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you want? All right. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, John Brennan.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you agree?
I'm just mulling it over. I'm watching a show at the moment where there's a guy in it called Brennan as a first name. Yuck.
You don't like it?
Brennan.
Brennan as a first name.
Yeah, Brennan. It's just one of those names where it's like your head is always going to go to, I'm sorry, but you've spelled Brendan wrong. Yeah, you know, if you just know enough Brendans and then you see Brennan, it's like, this name is wrong. Yeah. There's something wrong with this name.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can make calls with fashion, with hairstyles, with, you know, furniture, and you can get a year or two away and you go, look, it felt right at the time, but I got to put my hand up and go, ah, well, you know, I did fuck it.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that with a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting 2 years on and going, yeah, I fucking balls that.
Yeah, the nightmare.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, because people don't want to, you know, obviously people don't want to give a kid a name that's similar to someone that they know and have a negative affiliation with.
Mm.
But what if you name the kid and then within the first like 6 months of their life, then you like, you know, you meet someone out in the street and they like fucking bash you or whatever.
Right.
And you find out that their name happens to be the same name
Brennan.
As your kid.
Mm.
And then you have to be like, well, you know what? They're only 6 months. Is it too late?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to look at my son and be remembered of the time I got fucking coward punched in the street every time.
Yeah.
That must have happened.
Yeah.
Where there's like negative association after the birth where you go, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
How late is too late? Do you reckon, like, if I said to my child right now, your name's not Blanket anymore.
Yep.
It's something else.
Thank God. Yeah. I imagine her response would be.
Yeah. It'd be,
do you think,
that'd be an interesting conversation.
How do you think it would go? What do you think her response would be? She's conscious of her name?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I think she would, I don't think she'd completely get it, but I think it would be a thing where I'm not sitting down going, listen,
yep,
here's the theory behind this one. I think it's just a thing of going, yeah, anyway, I'm just calling you this from now on.
Well, because kids, a lot of their life is like you just saying, hey, this just happens. This just happens now for this reason.
Yep.
We're going here. Yeah. Why? We just are. So well, for you to just go, hey, we call you this now.
Yeah.
And then be like, why? Well, we just are.
Yeah.
Or you'd invent, you know, you'd invent, oh, there's a magical, you know, you'd invent a reason. And probably it wouldn't be until later in life that they'd be like, I have this weird memory where I was like being called Blanket for the first like 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I had the different name of Prince. Was that his other kid?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, look, she's got to, surely she can handle the logic of what she's doing to me. I mean, I get the name Pooface almost all day, every day.
Yep.
So if she gets to rename me, surely she can understand that it can happen back the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to show her there's consequences to her actions. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try it on. Mm. Go home and just start calling her Brennan and see what she has to say.
She's, yeah.
Well, she kind of already has had that experience, right? Wasn't she after the, like, show in Hobart that she was at? Wasn't she like, why?
She's still talking.
Why was Daddy calling me Blanket?
She's still talking about it.
Yeah, so she has had that experience already.
Yeah.
We're hypothesizing and going, what if?
Yeah. I was doing a bit of social media the other day and she was looking at pictures of our last live show.
Yep.
The Australian Comedy Hall of Fame. And she was looking at the pictures on stage and just reciting what had happened in Hobart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just going, you called me Blanket, said no more Easter eggs, and...
I mean, that is incredibly scarring for a young child. I'm not surprised that that's just lodged in there forever.
Oh, it's absolutely locked in.
Yeah.
What was it? There's 3 points. There's, you called me Blanket, you said no Easter eggs and something else. Yeah. Yeah, at the show.
Yeah.
At the show.
Yeah.
So every picture of me on stage is just
reminder of that horrific incident.
That's the one time Daddy's ever been on stage in her head and will ever be.
Yep.
And she just got absolutely roasted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Mm. So that's what she's
going to bring her along to another show.
Oh, man. What if she happens? She thinks that's just the show every time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's demanding. Where's the Easter egg gear?
Yeah. Why is this?
Why isn't it all about me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Brennan.
Thanks, Brennan, John. John Brennan. Okay, one more, and then I'm going to Bangkok. Thank you very much to... Oh, God. Another one of those. All right. Well, that's the ruling in the previous one, so I guess we're doing these fake names or... whatever it is. Okay. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Come Squirting Comedy.
Come Squirting Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Again, maybe this is their name. I don't know. Is this another friend of yours?
Well, maybe it's another comedian that we've had on the show before.
Oh.
Using a pseudonym.
Right. Maybe this is...
John Squirting Comedy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's... And remember that time I called him... The cummer instead of the squirter.
Yeah. Very embarrassing. That was embarrassing. For your nerds messaging you.
Yeah. That's things that happened previously. Yeah,
before.
Mm.
Well, guys, thanks very much for listening. Patreon.com/LittleDumDumClub. Get on there, support the show, get your two bonus eps. Thanks very much for listening, and we will see you next time.
See you, mates.